Here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 6th of January, 2013. Today is the Feast of the Epiphany, celebrating the day when the three magi visited Jesus and left the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, as it says in the Gospels. James Joyce's famous short story, The Dead, set at a party for the Feast of the Epiphany, the story which ends, "His soul swooned slowly as he heard the snow falling faintly through the universe and faintly falling like the descent of their last end upon all the living and the dead." Joyce used the word epiphany, used it to mean the revelation of the whatness of a thing, he said, the moment when the soul of the commonest object seems to us radiant. It's the birthday of Joan of Arc, born on this day, 1412, her parents peasants in the French town of Domremy. She began seeing visions when she was 13, believed that Saints Michael, Catherine, and Margaret were urging her to defend France against the English who captured her and tried her for heresy. She was found guilty in part on the basis of forged documents and a confession that Joan, who was illiterate, signed without reading, and she was burned for heresy in the market square in Rouen in 1431. She was 19. It's the birthday of the man who called writing a socially acceptable form of schizophrenia, E.L. Doctorow, born New York City, 1931. Most recent book, All the Time in the World, New and Selected Short Stories. It's the birthday of Carl Sandburg, born Galesburg, Illinois, 1878, poet and folk singer, folk song collector, author of children's stories, and author of a 6-volume biography of Abraham Lincoln. And it was on this date in 1907 Maria Montessori opened her first school in one of the poorest neighborhoods of Rome. She believed that teachers should pay attention to the students and not the other way around. She believed that children liked to work, and so she had them sweep and wash up and garden and help make meals, and gave them a lot of unstructured time for self-guided learning. Here's a poem for today by Robert Bly, "The Frogs After Dark." I am so much in love with mournful music that I don't bother to look for violinists. The aging peepers satisfy me for hours. The ant moves on his tiny Sephardic feet. The flute is always glad to repeat the same note. The ocean rejoices in its dusky mansion. Bears are often piled up close to each other in caves of bears. It's just one hump after another, and there is no one to sort it out. You and I have spent so many hours working. We have paid dearly for the life we have. It's all right if we do nothing tonight. We've heard the fiddlers tuning their old fiddles and the singer urging the low notes to come. We've heard her trying to keep the dawn from breaking. There is some slowness in life that is right for us, but we love to remember the way the soul leaps over and over into the lonely heavens. The Frogs After Dark by Robert Bly, from Talking Into the Ear of a Donkey, published by Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted verse in the English-speaking world. You can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.